My name is Alana Robison. I am 37 years old. Today is December 25th, 2019, and I'm speaking with Bob Robison, who is my father-in-law, and we are recording this interview in Murray, Utah. Where is your mom's family from? Where is your dad's family from? And what do you know about them?
My mother's family's from Utah, southern Idaho. They grew up in west of Preston in a little town called Oxford in a house with no running water, no indoor bath. So when she came, she moved down and went to school at the University of Utah and met my father when she was teaching school in Fillmore. My father's family, oh, by the way, her name was Bosworth, her maiden name. And my father was raised in Fillmore. His grandfather, at least, came into Fillmore with the pioneers, your great-grandfather, and spent his life there. His mother died when he was very young, about 8 years old. So it was quite an interesting childhood. He had good siblings, brothers and sisters that helped raise him. And his father lived into the 50s, and I didn't know him, but my grandfather. But he was a native of Fillmore, and that's where I was born and raised.
Can you tell me about what Fillmore was like when you were growing up?
What Fillmore was like? I don't know, is it still recording?
Yeah, I'm curious. Hold on.
I don't know, probably as close to Mayberry as any place most of us know. It was a small town with about 1,800 people in it, I guess. as I mentioned, my mother was a teacher. Dad worked at a quarry and had his own business where he was sawing marble. I was the youngest of actually 8 kids, but 7. I have a sister who passed away. So it was an interesting childhood being the youngest kid. A little bit lost, but lots of caring family as again. So in hindsight, it was a very enjoyable childhood in that had lots of experiences that a small town can give you.
Can you tell me about your relationship with your parents? Do you remember a time you felt particularly close to either of them, or a time that maybe you made them very angry, either?
Let's see. The first part of the question about my parents. Again, being the youngest of a bunch of kids and having working parents, is you did a lot of things on your own, but we never felt abandoned, we never felt abused, never any of that kind of stuff, right? It was just that everybody was busy. So the parenting tasks, you were expected to behave yourself, right? It wasn't just somebody watching over you all the time, like you might think. But the sister's brother helped, and the family did to help me stay out of trouble as much as they could. My mom was mad at me. Usually she got mad because I didn't get home from school one time. We had a big creek that ran down behind her house, and when I walked home from school, I spent a lot of time in there looking for fish and playing with the critters.
Can you tell me one of your happiest childhood memories or one of your worst, whatever comes to mind?
Oh, happiest or saddest? I don't know. Playing with the animals when we were kids was a lot of fun. We actually had a little pig that we raised until it disappeared. Playing with the dogs was fun. Sounds pretty simple, but
it's good.
It's fun.
What did you think your life would be like when you were older? Has your life turned out differently than you imagined?
Oh, an interesting interesting question, because when you're younger, you're not sure if your imagination's even in focus. So I'd say it turned out better than I could possibly have hoped for. So, yeah, it turned out really well.
Can you tell me the story of how you met Ruth? And do you remember when you realized you wanted to be together for good?
That's an easy one. I met Ruth when I was in college, and she'd come by to visit some friends of mine, actually, when I saw her. And it was one of those kind of strange things that you knew right off the bat. That's who you wanted to be with. It was the lights around the Corona, you know, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's kind of fun. How has being a parent changed you, and what were you most surprised by?
I think being a parent is settling, is what it is. It makes you kind of focus in on things that you have greater confidence that will be more secure, and stops you kind of from doing the wild things that may or may not have a good future in them. I can't remember how it was. More to that question.
No, whatever you want to say.
Okay.
What was one of the hardest moments from when the kids were growing up? Your kids.
Oh, when our kids were growing up?
Yeah, hardest for you.
Being away from them. That was easy.
Yeah.
Easily the hardest.
Can you say what? Can you say why you were away from them?
It was that focus on things you had to do to secure their future. Right? I had to go to work. I had to spend the time away. At least that was what it seemed like at the time.
What advice would you give us about raising our own kids?
Keep them off drugs.
That's it?
That's it.
Can you tell me about some of your happiest times with Ruth, or most difficult times?
Oh, the happiest times, again, were probably with the family. It was always most enjoyable. And the most difficult times is when she was being soft with the kids. And I thought they ought to do things a little more responsible. So that always caused a difference of opinion, because she'd always cave in and say, yeah, it's okay to go do something, and I'd have to say no. So that was the hard part.
Can you tell me about what you do or did for a living?
Oh, I've changed career a few times. I wasn't really sure how it was going to go when I got out of high school, because my parents kind of set and they divorced and went different ways and kind of left me wondering what I was going to do. But I knew I needed to learn something. So I joined the military, which again was a stabilizing force and gave me an opportunity to be somewhere I had to be. And that was important for the stability and guidance. And going to college was important. And I was a stonemason and a contractor. Had my own business for a little while in the late 70s. That didn't work so well with the interest and no building. Went back to school and ended up studying chemistry and found out I didn't want to do that, and then got an advanced degree, master's degree in geology, which is what I really wanted to do all along. And the rest of it, worked for the government for 5 years, worked for private industry and consulting for a couple of years, and then invented Graymont, now the company I'm with now, for 29 years. So, as a geologist, yeah, it's fun.
Are there any lessons that your work life has taught you?
Lessons from work life, there's lots of that. Keep the high road is probably the slogan I use the most. Sometimes things will seem darker than they really are, and your response generally can sometimes seem to be that it would be, you know, it'd be appropriate to you know, get strong voiced or willed, and generally that's not the right thing to do. You know, generally we know what to do, it's the right thing, and do that.
Can you tell me any of your thoughts about God, if you have any?
Thoughts about God. Been asked questioning the about God since I was a kid. And I have to say, it doesn't, a divine being sitting up there doesn't make much sense to me, because it just doesn't make sense. I could go into why I started questioning very early, and I had quite a bit to do with an uncle of mine that was a nice guy that wasn't looked at by the church as being a nice guy because he smoked, and that was a real question for me, right? Because it didn't make sense. But I just kept asking deeper and deeper, and I, you know, I respect everyone that has their own understanding and believes in God, but for me, what makes more sense to me is let your family guide you, because that's your connection to the future is your kids.
Do you regret anything?
Yeah, I didn't spend enough time with the kids, but I still don't know how to do it differently. I'm pretty sure that you don't make wrong decisions on purpose. So, regrets, I guess we could have more money. I guess we could have more of this or more of that. Maybe even some more kids. That'd have been nice. But nothing major. Everything's turned out as well as I could possibly have hoped.
Well, it's funny, that was the same thing as my dad's regret.
What's that?
Oh, that he spent more time with us.
Mm-hmm. And I knew it at the time. I just didn't know what else to do.
Is there anything about death that you would want to talk to your family about that you haven't talked about with them before?
No. That's pretty easy. I'm going to... I'm still in the attitude I had when I was a kid that it's not real yet, and it's not on the radar. I don't think about it.
Not on the horizon.
It's not on the horizon. I'm gonna, as far as I think or feel right now, I don't see a death. Right. And it's not that I don't know. It's not that I'm not aware of all that. I just don't. Right? I live for the now and the future, as if there is a very bright future.
How do you want to be remembered?
I don't know. With a smile. That's the shortest answer you have.
My mom's is pretty short.